Good morning. We're continuing Chayot Klal Amud Aleph, Simon Mem. So a lot of these ideas here, which we've touched on before, so he sort of brings it all together. So let's see it inside. Noigim Likra Shiva Beligmar Imhema Parsha. So our custom is to lane seven aliyahs and to complete the parsha with the seven aliyahs. In other words, the maftir is not reading something new. We don't leave anything over for the maftir. We don't count the maftir as one of the seven aliyahs. So 2 points. One, we don't count the maftir as one of the seven aliyahs. And one, we don't have to read something new for the maftir, because there is an opinion in the Rishonim that it's inappropriate to read, that the people should read the same thing over and over again, like we mentioned before. So we're saying that our minhag is not like that, and we're okay with that. So the maftir is really going to just repeat somewhat the shri, the seventh aliyah already read. The maftir is going to do that. The maftir is not one of the seven aliyahs, so why does he get an aliyah at all? So we said before that it's not appropriate for the maftir to go straight to the haftarah. It's almost as if he's ignoring the Torah, so he has to read from the Torah because of Kavod HaTorah. So he's not reading from the Torah because it's part of the standard Kriya. Therefore, Akenov Sikin B'Kaddish Ben Kriya Sashiva L'Maftar. So that's why the Kaddish is said at this juncture between the seven Aliyahs and the Maftar. So we've discussed this before. B'Shabbos Yom Tov Mutar L'Hosev. Shabbos and Yom Tov, you can have multiple, more aliyahs than the seven or five of the Yom Tov. Now, our minhag is actually Yom Tov not to be moisiv. So, but in regard to this point of the maftir, we allow that. But actually, this is the halakas we shut him, and our minhag is in the Ramah says our minhag is not to be moisiv on Yom Tov. But in regard to the maftir, we're going to rely on that opinion. But during the weekdays and the time of Sibur, we're by Mincha, we're going to lay in the Haftarah, we can't have a fourth Aliyah and have the Maftar be the fourth Aliyah, because you can't add Aliyahs. So therefore, the Maftar is the third Aliyah. And like we said, the Maftar can be counted as one of the Aliyahs. Okay. I'm going to skip the next part. Skip down about 4 lines. So if the person who was called up for the maftir is not able to read the haftarah himself, so yachol acher la'amra, so the somebody else can replace the one who got the maftir. So the maftir will say the brachas, and somebody else will read the haftarah. Of the chachila also last came, but it's inappropriate to the chachila call up somebody who can't read himself. Va'omnam, however, Hagra hinig b'kila seno, the Gra introduced in the kila here in Vilna, la'achar shatikin lichtov neviyam k'suv maklaf u'begdila k'sefer Torah. So he pushed us to get neviyam, which are written with all of the halachas of Ksiva Sefer Torah. V'im ken hu moitzi kol atzibur b'kikriya Sefer Torah. Now, the one who is laning is being moitzi everybody like Kriya Sefer Torah. V'chen afilu chachila ha'oilu hu mevorech b'Torah, mevorech b'rechus haftarah, tchila b'soif, v'kara b'Sefer Torah, hu kara haftarah. So the same way nowadays, the oila does not read, nor not the mevayish, to someone who's not able. So similarly, the person who gets the Haftarah doesn't read. The Baal Kareh reads instead. In order not to be mevayish, somebody who's not able. Now, he says a point over here which we really need to elaborate upon more. He says that the one who's reading is being moitzi everybody when he's reading from the klaf of the Nevi'im. It sounds like in a situation where we're not reading from a klaf of the Nevi'im, so then the one who is reading is not being moitzi everybody. So we need to clarify that point, and we'll do that in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.